Yeah, you know, it's always hard when you've done something you like for a long time. I can understand football players who don't want to retire. They play 20 years and they still think they can drop back and throw a pass. But the reality of it is, at 73, I get the feeling I just don't fit in anymore. I like to think of myself as an independent thinker, an individual who's willing to compromise with two diverse views. It seems that over the last 6-7 years in Madison, that has disappeared. Other senators my age, like Senator Cullen, the Democrat who's 70, Bob Jauch, a Democrat who's 70, 71, they're already retiring at the end of this year. This idea with this taping of me when I thought I was talking privately to a couple constituents of mine, only to find out that I'm being tubed, pretty much illustrates the fact that I'm left over from another era. When people come up to me and they say, do you know my dad, and we're residents of your district, and we just wanted to meet you, and in reality, they're from California, and they're tape recording your comments, that's when you realize that this is a different era we live in. There isn't really a lot of room for people who want to work with everybody to get something done. Ideologically, I'm an independent thinker, and I like to compromise with people for the best interest of all the people. But the taping that came out last week isn't going to go away. It is the new norm. It's part of gotcha politics. And there just isn't any room anymore in politics for civility and compromise. And if I got reelected, and I think I could get reelected, but that's not the point. And my wife and I talked about this for the last 3 days. She doesn't deserve to have her private life intruded on. Late night phone calls with messages that she's upset about. The idea that we can't go to a supper club and have dinner without looking over our shoulder because someone's got a cell phone on you. They can record you from 20 feet away. My wife is the dearest person I know, and she does not deserve to have to live. We're both in our 70s. God knows how many years we got left, but she does not need that, and I don't fit in anymore. The difficulty in the future is ideology trumps common sense. There is very little room anymore in Madison for someone who doesn't want to check his brain at the door and give it to a bunch of ideologues. I refuse to check my brain in.